Hello, this is Collective Noun Radio. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun on Hit 105.
Dom, I wrote down an idea to talk about on the show in my phone last night. It was very, very late. And I'm not sure if it's any good.
So what do you mean? You'd lay down to go to bed,
yes.
And then
I came up with an idea in my sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Of a topic we can talk about, and I'm not sure if anyone will be interested in it. But before 12 tonight,
yes,
I'm going to bring it up, and I want it to be a safe space.
I've got a concern instantly.
What's that?
It's debatable whether or not the content we come up with when we're conscious and awake is good enough.
Okay, that's a good point. But maybe I've uncovered a way that we should be coming up with things. Maybe we should come up with all our ideas in our sleep.
That's not a bad idea. Mm. Although, in saying that, I think the most boring chats often are what people dreamt about. So maybe
that's true.
Maybe that wouldn't work out.
Either way, we're going to try something that I came up with in the middle of the night.
It's just been
intimate. See how it goes.
Feels like I'm getting into a bit of a personal space for you. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm, yeah, don't put that image in my head, please.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom on Hit 105.
Had an unfortunate event at dinner tonight, Dom, and I don't want to speak so negatively so close to a public holiday because I know that we're within the hour.
Yes.
And I don't want to put a downer on it, but I had something happen tonight with pizza that I feel like we need to talk about.
Look, if you'd said a sausage sizzle, I would have said we're not talking about it. I will not allow negative sausage sizzle press this close to Australia Day, but I'll allow pizzas.
I can't figure out how pizza can be so advanced that they're figuring out how to put cheese into the crust, but they can't figure out how to cut 8 even pieces.
Oh my gosh. If there is one thing in this world that bugs me, it is that.
And then also, I assume that goes with that, the half cut. Where
yes.
you can't peel them apart.
You know the awful thing about the not even cuts, right? Mm. Is when, almost without doubt, when someone says, can I have a slice of your pizza? They take one of the bloody big ones.
They go for the big ones. And you know what I had tonight?
Yeah.
When they bought her on a quarter.
Yes.
Some of those pieces, you're like, you've missed a cut here. You've skipped it.
Or sometimes you think I should give you my bank details if you're going to take that slice. Because you are taking a significant portion of my meal.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
To the contrary of that, occasionally, it can be a good thing, because sometimes you just want to slither, and sometimes
true.
They will give you that really small bit. What you don't want, though, is when you're splitting it 50-50.
Yes.
Have you ever split that with someone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you have a really uneven cut, that's when you can get, because some people won't split the pizza, they'll pick 4 pieces.
Well, I've got to say, though, Zach, my brother used to work in a pizza store, right?
Did he?
And I went in to see him one day at work, not just a
busy night.
I was getting pizza as well. It wasn't just a bring your brother to work day at the pizza store. But I went in and I saw the reckless abandon with which these pizza
employees. Oh, I've seen it as well.
Oh, they would do the full 8 slices. So they'll spend a fair amount of time making your pizza.
Yes.
They'll use a careful craft in getting it in the oven in the right way. Even boxing it, they'll put the right effort into. But then they're like a maniac. They've like got
boom,
a machete.
Boom, boom.
Yes.
Bada bing, bada boom. And I feel like they can put a little more effort into it. Or, why aren't we still using that rolly pin thing? Why can't we have a machine that has perfectly... Because the pizzas are the same size every time.
Yes.
I'm thinking something like a... you know those things that cut up eggs into slices? Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
Like an arm that comes down and
right.
cuts it. Like, why can't we have that cuts it into 8 even pieces
yes.
every time?
You put it on like a circle, you lower the thing down.
Yes,
cuts
exactly.
Cuts into 8
like
pieces.
That.
I mean...
A guillotine. Oh, that's probably. I was thinking an office guillotine, but
yes.
I understand that, you know, bringing decapitation into this is not appropriate.
It's a little bit dark, but I just think, I think what we've just discovered is what's holding the pizza industry back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If things like this were sorted out, if people like the Domino's and Pizza Hut CEOs, do you know what? I'm going to make a bold claim. If Eagle Boys learned how to cut their pizzas into
they
even
would
slices,
still be in business. And I think this is the same conversation that happened at their board meeting.
This is Collective Noun on Brisbane's Hit 105.
Dom, on 131060, we're asking, what have you pretended to like for a partner? This was after a story today came out about this. One of the most bizarre stories I think I've heard from a 20-year marriage. Okay, I'll read it for you.
Yep.
A woman who found out her husband hated ham and pineapple pizza after 20 years of marriage.
Yep.
The story goes... my mum told me a few years ago that when they're on their first date, they went out for pizza.
Mm.
My mum's favourite is ham and pineapple. And my dad says, great, I love pineapple on pizza. the man wrote. Now, this is a classic case, isn't it? Oh. You're trying to, on the first date, impress them. You don't want to say that you dislike anything. You go along with anything.
You want to look like someone who's open to the world and who's a positive person.
The story continues. Fast forward years and years, and my dad eating ham and pineapple pizza. He finally confesses that he hates it. He actually ate this pizza for 20 years instead of just admitting that he hates it. The person goes on to say, this was one of the life lessons for me when I started dating. So the dad's obviously sat them down and said, look,
I've had to put up with pineapple.
I've been living in pain for 20 years. I made this mistake on the first date and I shouldn't have.
It makes me wonder, Zach, how many times maybe his wife is like a romantic treat said, I'm going to get your favorite, you know? And he's just like, deep breath in. Here we go again. Push through the pineapple.
And pineapple is one of those things that if you don't like it, you really don't like it. You're not 50-50 on it. You either love it or you hate it. So he was really struggling.
This happened to me a few years ago, Zach. Someone I used to be with, she really liked Jane Austen's books. You know Jane Austen, like the late 1800s classical writer.
Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah.
Mr. Darcy?
Yes.
Is that right?
You ever read a Jane Austen book?
No.
They're really hard to read. They're quite long and the language is a bit excessive at times.
Yeah.
Anyway, she loved Jane Austen. Like, it would have been a deal breaker if I didn't like Jane Austen. And so I basically read of all of her books, the plot summaries online.
Did you?
Made it like I was a big fan. Yeah. She never knew. I mean, the relationship didn't work out for other reasons.
So would you bring this up in conversation a lot?
Oh, yeah. I we'd be out at dinner and be like, oh, this is like what this character did in that book. And she's like, yeah, he knows it.
Really?
I know. Anyway.
So she's finding out for the first time now? Did you never admit it to it? When you broke up, you didn't go, you know what? I never read the Jane Austen novels. I actually don't like her at all.
I was like Mr. Collins, was what I said, which is a reference that I got from the plot summary on Wikipedia.
That's actually how I did all my exams in English in year 12 anyway. So it is a pretty successful way of knowing what happens in books.
131060, what have you lied about for a partner? Lied about for love, Zach. Maybe it was a band you said you liked or a movie you said you were into. I think a lot of people would have like a TV show that they just put up with and they say they like
it for
a partner.
Definitely going along with sports as well.
Oh, sports,
you know, you pretend that you're into something and you're definitely not.
Alana, what did you pretend to like?
I pretended to like Star Wars, and it didn't seem like a big thing. He was just he's so obsessed with it, and it didn't seem like a big thing at all. And then the new one came out, and I looked up the summaries, like, I was like, yeah, all right, Leia and Luke, they're brothers and sisters, and I just kind of tried to get the gist. But then he took me on a date to go see it in Gold Class, the new one.
Oh, no, because he thought you were a big fan. He thought you guys would go together to see the new one as fans.
Yeah. And it's like it's a prequel that ends exactly where the new one starts. And I had no idea. I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, what do you think? I was like, it's good. It was really good. Yeah. And he's asking me all these questions that I was so out of my depth.
So Alana, did he find out or does he still not know
I felt like it's an ongoing lie. I feel like if I brought it up
Alana,
now, it'd be too much.
You know what? Controversial opinion here, Dom.
Yeah.
I think any guy who's really into Star Wars, if their girlfriend is pretending to like it, that should be good enough.
That's brownie points.
Because, Star Wars isn't the thing that girls go after the most, do they?
It's 50% further than most girls would go.
So if you have a girl that is going to pretend to put up with Star Wars.
Absolutely.
That's more than enough.
Oh, I completely agree. Shana, what did you pretend to like?
So when me and my partner first started talking, he told me that he was really great at making Italian spaghetti and he was going to cook it for me one night. And I told him, oh, yeah, that's great. I really enjoy like pasta, whatever. I actually really don't like pasta or anything to do with it because it's too heavy for my stomach and it makes me feel sick.
Oh, Shana, so how many times did he cook you this spaghetti before he found out?
He hasn't made it yet, but he's only just found out now because he's listening to the phone call.
Is he with you now, Shana?
Yeah, he is.
Can you put him on?
Put him on, Shana.
Yeah, hold on.
I want to hear a broken heart here, Zach.
Hello,
what's your name?
Anthony,
you sound a bit down. You've just found out Shana doesn't actually want to eat your spaghetti. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm pretty devastated, to be honest.
Anthony, is this a deal breaker for you? Can we broadcast a live breakup here, or can you guys find a way through this?
Oh, we can find a way through it, I guess.
And I think the way you need to look at it, Anthony, is she cared so much about you that she pretended to like it. And that's the important thing, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that, I love to end things on a positive note, don't you?
We're bringing people together, Tom. I think we're making relationships more open and we're getting communication going here.
And also, Anthony, I love pasta. So, if you're cooking, I'll be around.
For the shift workers going through the night, this is Collective Noun on Hit 105.
Dom, I'm concerned about you.
What do you mean? Just in general? Have I done something?
I'm concerned about your hygiene.
Okay.
And just self-care.
Right, so what particular area are we talking about? Do I smell? Is there a smell coming in your direction? What's happened?
I am afraid that you're buying too many products with hospital grade printed on them.
All right. I dropped this to you earlier today that a few years ago I did own a hospital grade antiperspirant.
What was the story?
So, men and women as well, in summer, you'll get a bit of sweat under the armpits, right? And, you know, it will eat through the shirts, and especially if you're out for a whole day, you know, you...
Well, have you had sweat eat through a shirt?
Not leak through.
That is some strong sweat.
My sweat isn't acidic. It's not it's not tearing apart fabrics just yet. But it kind of mats the shirt. Do you know what I mean? It kind of makes it a little bit...
Stains it, is the word you're looking for.
A little bit clammy, that sort of thing, right?
Okay, sure. Clammy.
Well, you know, it's just the texture's a bit ruined.
There's clams underneath there.
So...
And there's other things growing. Oysters. Got to shuck them every week. Sorry, I'm just shucking my shirts.
So anyway, a few years ago, I did some research online about antiperspirants because your average Rexona's and Lynx's from the supermarket, while they do a great job, they weren't fixing the sweat problem.
What I don't understand is how do you have a hospital grade deodorant? Because I understand like hospital grade, you know, detergents and things like that because the hospital needs to do a lot of cleaning up and disinfecting.
Yes.
But the hospital doesn't particularly need to have a better antiperspirant.
I think the idea is that this is just the highest grade you can possibly buy.
What you want is a desert grade antiperspirant.
It's not bad.
You want the stuff that they take to the desert and they go, good. No matter how hot it gets, put this stuff on.
Well, so the idea of this one that I bought was that late at night before you go to bed, you'll put it under your armpits, right?
See, I find that strange as well. Do you put deodorant on before bed?
No, but this one you do. So you roll it on before then and then you wash it off in the morning. And what it does is it apparently, I think, just jams shut your sweat glands.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
It's from a pharmacy.
I don't want any of my glands jamming shut. That's the opposite I want from my pores.
Everything from a pharmacy is
healthy. Have you seen any of those like ads about makeup removal cream?
Yes, yeah.
They talk about cleaning the pores. Right. You want to jam things up.
Well, here's the issue, right? So when you put it on, it burns like hell. It is really painful. And they do say you've just got to push through that if you want to be able to have the sweat free, right? I think it's the...
Is this healthy?
A magnesium or something that's in there apparently jams up your pores and really causes a burning effect. Well, I think it's healthy, although I honestly think I had chemical burns one morning when I washed it off. Like, it was red, it was inflamed. It really, really hurt.
That's what it does. It injures you. It causes scar tissue, and scar tissue won't sweat.
But the good news is, Zach, I had stopped sweating when I used it. It does the job.
So why don't you use it anymore?
It's very painful. I can't really go through that every night.
So you'd rather sweating?
You know what? I think it might have actually caused some permanent damage to the glands, so I don't sweat as much anymore.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom on Hit 105.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Nicole Kidman spoke about how she uses her anonymous Twitter account.
I'm so sort of random. I just respond. I respond to different things. Sometimes I don't even quite know why I'm responding.
Also, Ed Sheeran spoke about his diehard fans.
But they're the most loving creatures in the world. Like, I will wake up and I'll have one spread over my legs and one spread on my chest because they think I'm their mum.
And Roger Federer has been watching a lot of Family Feud during his time in Australia.
I'm always awfully disappointed for the guy who loses, but that guy also can be incredibly proud. The team has already won, so they're happy, but you can sense there is tension, of course.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom on Hit 105.
Dom, let's peel away the layers of the radio show for a second.
Yep.
Sometimes we think up the topics we're going to talk about and you write them down in your phone. Then we come to the show and then each of us takes a turn. And you go, oh, maybe we will talk about this tonight.
Yeah, it's just a way of reminding yourself throughout the day what could be spoken about on the radio that night.
Would you like to know an idea I wrote in my phone in bed at 12:45 a.m. overnight?
So
and you can decide whether or not it's good enough to talk about on the radio.
So this is 45 minutes after we finished the show. I
was in bed.
You've gone home. You got in bed pretty quickly.
Yeah, thanks. I don't live that far away.
So you're in your pajamas. You've hopped into bed and something's hit you. And before you go to sleep, you think, I need to note this down or I'll forget it.
I thought this was a great radio topic.
Great.
I can't remember if I'd fallen asleep and woken up, or I was at least in that daze.
Yes, right. So you're in your last few minutes of alertness anyway.
So I'm opening up the notes on my phone.
Yeah.
It just simply reads, one pillow or two? Pillow chat.
No, pillow talk. I mean, if we're going to do it properly, it's got to have a good name.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's one of life's oldest questions.
Yeah.
One pillow or two. I think Socrates asked it while sitting on the...
Possibly three. I mean, we don't want to close down all the options.
Do you have any idea what your mind was... I guess it was, do you sleep with one pillow or two?
No, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Because I traditionally am a two-pillow person.
Yes.
So piled on top of each other. Yeah.
Okay.
And recently I've moved off it, but I will use that while I'm on my phone in bed or something like that.
Right.
My wife is a strict one pillow person.
I'm with her.
And she looks at me and she goes, that can't be good for your neck. I was just thinking maybe we have some differing opinions.
I mean, the angle of body to neck, your head's too high if it's two pillows, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because then when I move to sleeping, what I do is I get the top pillow.
Yes.
And then I move that to the side.
Right.
So I'm kind of holding one, put my arm under one, and put my head on another one. Do you only have one pillow on your bed?
No, I have two pillows. But
and what
I
do
only...
you do with the other one?
I just roll over. I live alone, unlike you. I don't have anyone else in my bed, like a wife or girlfriend.
Mm.
So I've got the whole queen bed to myself.
Mm.
So I can have...
I mean, you can make that out as a positive if you'd like. We all know the reality.
But it just means I can, you know, roll over and use whichever pillow I want at any time.
Okay, so you have a substitute pillow on the side.
Yeah.
And you can pull it in at any time. Do you pull it in often and switch them up?
No, not really.
Because I think a good technique is to pull the secondary pillow in because it's a lot cooler. So halfway through the night, you could switch to a cooler pillow and vice versa.
I've just seen we've lost all our listeners. It's just hit zero. I've never seen this happen before.
No, I think they're really enjoying pillow chat. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think we're
going to do... numbers I'm looking at, it's going through the roof. They've never had so many listeners before at the station. Is that the boss calling? Suggesting a promotion? Pillow chat every night, he says. Wow, okay. Well, I thought that'd be overkill, but if you insist...
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom on Hit 105.
It's time for the game anyone can play.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? We want to know.
131060, if you're on your way home from somewhere, we want to ask you just three questions. From those questions, can we guess the place you're coming from?
All right, our first contestant tonight is Dake on the line. Dake, I'm going to give you a first one. How many people were at the event you were at?
We probably had around 10.
10, okay. And did you wear a uniform?
Nope, no uniform.
10 people, no uniform.
I've got this one. Would most people think of this as a fun event?
Yeah, I reckon most people would.
All right.
Oh, geez, Dom. Okay.
I'm wondering, so a few thoughts going through my mind. Could it be a social sports game? Would 10 be enough? Maybe not. Catch up with friends for dinner is what my gut leaning is.
I'm going to say, and we're going to talk through this, but I think it's a barbecue with friends to celebrate Australia Day. What do you think, Dom?
That's a good one.
Yep.
Barbecue early. Was it a barbecue for Australia Day?
It was not a barbecue for Australia Day.
What was it?
What was it?
It was a meeting with some church friends.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that's a fair enough one. On a Wednesday night, I imagine those small groups probably sort of thing.
Certainly.
Sorry, my dad was a pastor growing up. I know the church scene pretty well. Philip, Zach's got the first question for you.
Philip, does the building have a good view?
Oh, good question. Hello,
yeah.
Philip,
yes,
does.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Can we ask a sub-question off that doesn't include my question?
I'll allow it.
Philip, is it of water?
No.
Okay.
No, okay, interesting. Philip, how many other people were there?
Around 200 to 300 people.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I'm thinking maybe a fancy dinner or maybe a...
It wasn't of water, though.
No.
So it's not on the river.
Well, you've got one more question.
Okay, Philip, how big was the building?
Quite large.
Okay. Multi-story?
Yes, and in renovations, I'll give you that.
Okay.
In renovations,
multi-story, 300 people, Wednesday night.
I think you might have been at a school event or maybe theatre. Was there a theatre on tonight?
We could say
no.
A local...
Hold on, okay. Philip, we haven't made it locked in.
I don't think
yet.
A school event would go this late, Dom.
That's true.
Should we go restaurant?
200
We can just
people?
Say restaurant.
All right, Philip, was it a restaurant?
No.
What was it, Philip?
Sporting event.
What sporting event?
Brisbane Lions had the pre-season soccer competition on.
Oh.
Brisbane Lions?
Is that an AFL club?
No, the more local soccer league.
The other Brisbane Lions.
The other Brisbane Lions.
I think the wrong name.
They really did. You wouldn't want to be another Brisbane. It's like having another Brisbane Broncos.
But they had a good turnout. 300 people is pretty good.
That's pretty good. Lauren, you're our last contestant for tonight. First question for you. Did your event cost any money to be at?
It did, yes.
It did. Okay.
Okay, Lauren, how often do you go to this place?
We try to go every so often that it's on. So maybe every fortnight.
Every fortnight. Jeez. All right.
You know what I reckon, Dom? Instantly, yeah. I'm thinking the cricket.
Every fortnight, is it on?
In summer.
I was going to hold
on. Oh, no. Lauren's laughing.
Lauren's laughing.
No, okay.
Lauren. Lauren, how many people were there?
Well and truly over 30,000.
Yeah, there we go. I reckon we've got this.
Oh, this is a hard one.
Lauren.
I'm going to say it's probably not a lawn bowls night.
No.
Lauren.
No.
Were you at the Brisbane Heat cricket match?
We were, yeah.
One from three. We got there in the end. And Lauren, what was it like? I mean, unfortunately, we lost in fairly tragic circumstances.
We did, but it was amazing. The atmosphere was so good. Such a good game to be part of.
Yeah, I got to say, Zach, that does feel a bit easy. That one was kind of given to us.
Yeah, over 30,000. There's not many of those happening tonight.
So many. Yeah. Nothing, very little in Brisbane would get over 30,000 people in
Definitely
general.
Definitely wasn't going to be the school play that you thought earlier.
This is Collective Noun on Brisbane's Hit 105.
Today on the roads, I saw someone take a DIY solution to something that I'm not sure they should have.
Okay.
So I was just driving down the freeway and there was this pretty new looking Toyota Corolla in front of me. And as it got closer, I saw that they had like put what looked like a homemade sign on the back of their car.
Homemade signs any day of the week are fantastic.
Aren't they?
They brighten up my day.
So clearly this person has gone onto Microsoft Word. They've selected font size 46. Yes. They've bolded it. And they've written this thing out and then sticky taped it to the back of their car.
So was it inside the window or outside the window?
There were two of them. Sorry, yep. They were both inside the window facing out. So they've
of
thought
course,
about that.
Weatherproof.
Yeah, they've thought this through. Now it probably wasn't safe, but I was trying to make out what the sign says. So I was like getting closer.
That's what they want you to do, obviously.
So I was getting closer to the sign to see what it might say. Now, here is what the sign said when I was able to read it. It said, "I haven't insured this car yet. Please don't crash into me."
Wow.
Now, there's a few things about this. Firstly, I wasn't going to crash into him until I tried to get too close to read the sign.
Okay,
in which
so
case,
you think it might cause accidents, sign?
I think it might. Secondly, when is a car crash an intentional choice?
Well, what he's saying is keep clear.
Right. So,
you know, keep extra space. It's a slippery when wet sign. You know, just be cautious around this car. And I think it's a great idea, Dom.
Do you?
Because psychologically, it's a lot cheaper than insurance, isn't it?
But I don't think it would stand up in court.
No, of course it won't stand up in court. But what it does do is go like, maybe if you're thinking, I'm going to tailgate this guy
because
he cut me off. Maybe it would stop you from doing that. What does it cost you to print out two pieces of paper? 5 cents?
And I guess if someone did go into the back of him and there's a heavy accident, you could walk out of the car and be like, man, come on.
Didn't you see the sign?
The sign.
For the uni students pulling an all-nighter, this is Collective Noun on Hit 105.
Zach, that's just about all we've got time for on the show tonight and for the week, obviously, with Australia Day tomorrow. We're off air.
Before we get out of here, though, Dom, we just need to touch base. Finish off a couple of things we were talking about earlier. Michael, you have a few loose ends to tie up.
Yes, Michael, just things from the show that we might have missed. What have you got?
Yeah, we put out a poll about half an hour ago talking about pillow usage.
That's right. The world-famous pillow chat / pillow talk.
Oh.
How many pillows do you use?
Can I just say, Zach, never have I seen the lines of communication on the phone line so dead as
but
pillow chat.
We didn't ask for the phones. We asked for people to go to Twitter. And Michael, I hear that there's been a raging response on Twitter.
That is, yes, there has been a raging response, or more accurately, there has been a lukewarm response.
How many votes?
But 61% of people use two pillows.
There you go.
Okay.
Pretty popular.
That's more
right
than
in
half.
The medium.
I'd say that's fairly confirmed.
And how many votes?
Heaps. Just so many. More than seven. I'll say that.
Can we make a pledge on the show, Zach, that we won't do pillow chat again?
Oh, you say that as if that's bad, Dom. We've never done a poll that's got more than that. So it's not as if that's a metric.
That's true. Seven is actually really good by our standards.
And also, we chatted about bad pizza cutting.
Yes.
Yes, we did. So this was, Zach, you had a pizza earlier tonight and you said they didn't cut them into 8 even slices.
That's right. And it's really frustrating when you're trying to divvy it up with people because everyone's getting uneven slices.
Yeah.
Turns out some mathematicians were also fed up.
Mm.
And they devised a way to have an arbitrarily perfect, in some mathematical way, pizza, and they reckon they know the best way to slice a pizza. Zach, I'm going to show you what they come up with. Let me know what you think.
Okay, so we're not talking slices. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, geez. Is this, like, I mean, I know mathematicians have to have some fun.
Well, the advantages of this is you get six pieces with crust and six without. So people who hate crust.
Come on. So this
is
like, looks like a jigsaw puzzle.
They've cut it like a jigsaw puzzle, like you said. It also... It kind of looks a little bit like a satanic symbol. It looks like the symbol of a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
But I think that could be a good idea. What I like about it, Michael, is that that looks like something that you could form, you could make a blade into that shape and just clamp it down onto a pizza.
Definitely.
I don't really care what the shape is. I just want them to be even.
Do you know what? I'm wondering if maybe we should just eat pizzas just whole. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
Let's be honest.
Cut out the middleman.
Let's be honest. I eat a whole pizza anyway, right? I don't have half tomorrow for lunch. I'll finish the whole thing off. Forget slices.
Why not? You solve the problem.
Just wrap it up like a roll.
Is that what you say when you're on the phone to Domino's? Don't worry about cutting it. It all goes down the same way.
That is all we got time for. Have a great Australia Day. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online at facebook.com/collectivenouncomedy. Brisbane's Hit 105.